Finding Blessings in Times of Loneliness. Words from Jesus.
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. My love is manifested in each person's life in a special way. There's a place in each heart that only I can fill. And those who try to fill it with other things or people will sooner or later realize that those things or people do not satisfy completely, and they must reserve that place for me, and me alone. There is a time and a purpose to everything under heaven, and I work in each person's life differently. Comparing my blessings according to circumstances or outward appearances is unwise and inaccurate. My love is so much deeper than that, secure, eternal, and perfect. At times, your cup of fellowship and relationship with others may be running over, at other times, it may seem to you that it's nearly empty. Rather than comparing with others who have more time with friends or loved ones, I ask you to see it as a blessing when I give you time alone, as it allows you time to grow in your relationship with me. At times in your life, when you struggle with loneliness, strive to draw close to me, and remember that the trials and tribulations of your earthly life are fleeting, and in my heavenly kingdom, all tears will be wiped away, and the desires of your heart will be fulfilled. I will help you through. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8. I've been with you through thick and thin. I've been with you through the difficult times and the happy times. I've been there by your side through each obstacle and each situation. I've been there for you, and I will always be with you, my beloved. Would I ever leave your side in your time of need? Now, when you need me so desperately and cry out to me, would I not meet your need and answer your heart cry? I care for you, and I love you with an everlasting love. I know the longing of your heart, and I will supply for you. It may not be what you expect or the answer you hope for, but if you keep your heart open to my ways, I will fill it with what you need. Don't ever be afraid to bring your requests before me and to open your heart to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Trust in me and have faith. Turn your eyes toward me and look upwards. Continue to keep me as your first love and trust that I will be to you all that I have promised. Don't fret about tomorrow or worry about how I will supply. Don't look at the circumstances or the conditions around you or the waves and wonder how I'm going to provide. That's my concern, and that is in my hands. Your part is to bring me your heart's petitions, and then trust wholly in my ability to take care of you. Now that you've committed these petitions to me, from this moment on, don't allow these things to weigh on your heart. You've given me your burden, and now you can walk freely with a light heart and be free from the worry because you've placed your trust in me. He that trusts wholly in me continues to walk by faith. And as you walk by faith, you'll see the promises, the answers to your prayers, and the blessings. So be faithful and continue to love and serve me with all your heart. Continue to carry the gospel to the world. Continue to reflect my love to others. Give others your heart and love. And don't worry about yourself. And in so doing, you will find the road to greater happiness. Joy will come. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. It's difficult, I know. I understand. And I feel what you feel, for I too have felt the ache, the pain, and the sorrow of being alone. I felt more alone than anyone in the world ever has when I was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and later, when dying on the cross. My disciples left me for fear. Even my father had to turn his back on me and let me die as a lonely sinner of the world would. And even worse, for I felt and took upon myself the sins of the whole world, the sorrows and griefs, the heartaches and tribulations of every person who had ever lived or would yet live. If you bring your sorrows and heartaches to me, I will take them upon myself. Cast your cares upon me, and I will sustain you and help you to bear them. I know that you seek answers. You seek to know and understand why things have turned out the way they have in your life. You wonder whether there couldn't have been some other way or direction that your life could have taken that would have been easier and fulfilled the longings that you have. Believe that I know and that I care, and that when you suffer grief, I have compassion. When you are tested and tried, I will comfort you and bless you. Things will not always be as they are now, and you must believe and have faith and hope that I will provide all your needs in my time and my way. Have faith and expect and trust that I will fulfill my promises. Yet also have patience, and remember that I do all things well. The path of my will, though it may be narrow, rugged, steep, and slippery, will lead to the highest heights, the most beautiful views, and the richest rewards. So continue onward and forward in spite of the challenges and heartache, and believe that though weeping may endure for a night, or for many long nights, yet my promise remains that joy will come, and such joy it will be that the pain will be all but forgotten. Come to me, and trust that you will see the answer to the prayers that you have prayed from the depths of your heart and soul. I love you, and I care for you, and no good thing will I withhold from my beloved, whom I delight in. Hope in His unfailing love. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in You. Psalm 33, verses 18 and verses 21 and 22. Put your hope in me, and my unfailing love will rest upon you. Some of my children have forgotten how to hope. They've been disappointed so many times that they don't want to risk being let down again. So they forge ahead stoically, living mechanically. Other people put their hope in problem-solving, medical treatments, the stock market, the lottery, and so on. But I challenge you to place your hope fully in me. No matter what is happening in your life now, your story has an amazingly happy ending. Though the way ahead may look dark to you, there's brilliant, everlasting light at the end of your earth journey. My finished work on the cross secured this heavenly hope for you, and it is absolutely assured. Moreover, knowing that your story finishes well can fill your present journey with joy. The more you put your hope in me, the more my love light shines upon you, brightening your day. Remember that I am with you continually, and I myself am your hope.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.